do what is meaningful, not what is expedient. Because meaning is an instinct. And meaning is the instinct that guides you in life across the totality of life, right? What's expedient, that's what you might want to do right now in an impulsive sense, right? Because you're driven forward by, oh, anger or anxiety or frustration or disappointment or despair, some sort of one-eyed motivational monster that's got you in its grip that really isn't considering everything at once, right? Like considering your life tomorrow or your life next week or maybe even your well-being half an hour from now. And the instinct for meaning seems to be a consequence of the integration of all of those underlying motivations and emotions with social being, and then the manifestation of something like the proper pathway forward. And you need that because you need to know how to move forward in life.
There is always something you can do differently. And once you understand that you can always make a different choice and get a different reaction. And that's the power in your life. That's the power that you have, is no matter what's going on, you can choose to think differently, believe differently, see differently. All of those things are a choice. Read Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. That if you have a why, you can survive almost any how.
I can't afford to quit. Because I got a family depending on me, I got a world that depends on me. I understand what I'm fighting for, do you? What you fighting for? What you living for? What you doing it for? For some retweets on Twitter? Are you doing it for something bigger? Are you doing it for legacy? Because regardless, legacy is left. Whether you want to leave it or not, either it's going to be left in a way you don't want to leave it, or it's going to be left in a way you want to leave it. Legacy is left regardless, but you right now have a chance.
Here's the problem I find most people have. They judge themselves through the lens of a moment. They fail at something. They miss the honor club. They don't close that deal they thought they were going to. They embarrass themselves. They flub something. And they think that defines who they are. But I'm telling you right now, you're not defined by who you are, you're defined by who you want to become.
Everything you're going through is preparing you for what you ask God for. You just gotta quit tripping while you're in the process.
When you see people bear their suffering nobly, there's nothing in that but good. And then when you see people take on more responsibility and decide that they're going to aim up and confront their suffering honestly and forthrightly, that their lives get better and the lives of people around them get better too. And so that's very strange as well, because it also means that the pathway to less suffering is through suffering.
It is the thing that allows you to go the extra distance, to dig a little deeper, to push a little harder, to get after it. And it actually takes two opposing forces to bring it to life. It takes both emotion and logic to reach your maximum potential, to really give everything you have, to go beyond your limits.
The process is necessary. You may not see it now, but when he gets you on the other side of it, you're gonna see exactly why it went that way. And you're gonna be okay with it.
Adversity causes some cats to break and other cats to break records. Based upon what you're made out of.
The most important step we'll ever take in life is our next one. A lot of us get our feet stuck in concrete. We get our feet stuck in concrete because we're afraid. Because we're afraid to make enemies. We're afraid to speak what's on our mind. All that fear clouds your brain, clouds your thinking. One thing in life, you're gonna always have haters. Embrace them. Learn one thing. Shut the fucking noise out. Embrace the fact that people don't like you. It means you're doing something right. Stay hard.
because when you think it's the beginning, you behave differently than the end. The meaning we associate to things controls our entire lives. It's not that your mother or father died that's giving you suffering. Certainly that's painful. It's the meaning you think it shouldn't have happened. When we take control of the meaning, it's the only thing we can control our lives. We can't control events.
When it just doesn't make any logical sense to go on, that's when you use your emotion, your anger, your frustration, your fear to push further, to push you to say one thing: I don't stop.
Nobody's going to believe in you until you've already done it. Nobody's going to come and celebrate with you until you've already done it. The work is going to come before the belief.
Override that emotion with concrete logic and willpower that says one thing. Fight weak emotions with the power of logic. Fight the weakness of logic with the power of emotion.
Thank you.